B-Pod Studios.
That's a wrap.
The Wrap Party Podcast with Manny and Loren.
All right, welcome to a Wrap Party Podcast, everybody. Fun show today. Loren, we are on YouTube Live, and I want you to show everyone on YouTube Live your injury, please, when you accidentally... inadvertently hurt yourself.
You can't really see that side of it, but this side.
Ooh.
And I feel like it looks better than it did.
It's like a 6-inch gash.
Yeah.
Somebody texted in this morning, and we're going to start reading these text messages here in a minute on the random way you were injured.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody texted and said they hope you got a tetanus shot because you sliced your arm pretty good on metal.
I got to be honest with you. I don't know when the last time I had a tetanus shot. When I interviewed for Amazing Race, but that was like before I started this show with you, like that year before. So it's been eight years.
You're not supposed to get a tetanus shot all the time. I think they're saying like you should go get a tetanus shot after you cut yourself with metal.
Is that true?
No, you're supposed to get a tetanus shot like every, I think it's 7 or 10 years. And if you're, but a lot of people
as
adults
10 years.
Get out of, like I haven't gotten one. I'm like 2 years late.
So. I don't remember getting one, but like if I go for
it's
my annual, shouldn't they give
it to me?
Then I don't think they've given it to me.
You can go, Publix has a good, like, and I didn't know this, but your.
Really? They do it every 10 years. Yeah, baby, yeah. I'm covered.
Yeah. So
when did you go last?
The year before we started this show, which was
eight years
ago.
By the way, go like this because there's going to be something in your hair and you're not going to like it on the video.
Thank you. 8 years ago, because that's when I auditioned for The Amazing Race and they made us go through like all of the crazy physicals.
Yeah. So if you didn't have, if you were like me, like if that would have happened to me, I would have had to go immediately. And
okay.
Get it. But as long as you have it within your 10 years, you're good.
Cool.
But if but if you don't know
your
vaccination records, you can go to any pharmacy, Publix, and they'll tell you what you're due for.
Okay.
Huh. Like I go to an annual physical and I can see my doctor, who's a friend of mine, being like, dude, you don't need the tetanus shot.
Yeah.
Like you're not stepping on stuff. And I'd be like, oh, contrary. I am very busy in the yard and I burn boards with nails in them and I could step on that.
That's true.
My neighbor takes the nails out of the wood before he burns it in the fire pit. And I'm like, dude, why? And he goes, because I throw the ashes in the woods and the kids play in there and they can step on a nail. And I go, the nail laying sideways is different than the nail standing straight up. And they shouldn't be playing in the ash anyway.
I don't know.
I'm like, dude, you're wasting your time. Just burn it.
I think Dallas used to take the nails out, too.
It's probably the smart thing to do. I would say, as usual, I'm probably... the minority and not the majority.
Probably.
All right, so we got a lot of text messages, you guys, about the strange way you hurt yourself. We talked to this woman today. Her name is Sarah. She called in and she said, I fell getting out of my car and broke both of my elbows when my firstborn was 2 months old. I tripped over my purse strap and couldn't hold my son for 8 weeks. Just a freak thing, but I fell less than 4 feet and broke both of them.
That sucks.
Let's see. Someone said, is Loren pregnant again? Maybe hormones are throwing everything out of whack.
I just had a cycle.
Mm-hmm.
Nicole and I we're synced up.
This is the person I said, hope you got the tetanus shot.
Yeah.
Let's see. I broke my leg tripping up steps on the porch. My leg went through the crack in between the steps. I was power washing with my shoes on, and the wand exploded and blew a quarter-size hole in my foot.
Holy cow.
I was 12 and fell off a log in our cow pasture and broke my elbow, also landed in cow shit. What would be worse?
That sucks. That's insult to injury.
Your elbow's broken. I know, but the cow shit. But see, here's the difference with that. Like, we said it earlier. That's not really a freak accident. You're messing around rolling on a log.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Walking up the steps is a freak accident. My friend up the street, her son was waiting out by the batting cages. I told this story on the air today. And a home run went over the fence. And the batting cages are right next to the left field. And the ball hit his hand while he was waiting to go in the cage.
Yeah.
He's like, ow. And his hand's broken now.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
But also, like, he was standing there and he showed it to me and his hand looked huge, like they hadn't even gone to urgent care yet. And I go, oh, buddy, I'm sorry. Like, you're going to probably be out the season. And clearly didn't have that conversation yet. He's only a freshman.
Oh, and he was probably so upset.
And I think, like, the mom looked at me like, don't say anything. It's May on the CZA. Let's see. I broke my big toe jumping off a diving board. That's a freak accident.
Mm-hmm.
Stupid me, I fell off my porch 3 feet high, broke my foot, had to have surgery in three different places. Since then, moved to a new home without a front porch.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Tell everyone about the woman that was bringing us water while I sneezed.
So there's this woman, Heather. I don't know if she still is a big fan of the show, because I probably wouldn't listen to us after this. But we were doing a water drive, and it was after like one of the big storms. And we were down in Ballantyne.
We were in Rock Hill.
Rock Hill. And she brought us water, and she somehow, walking from her car to the pile with heels on, busted her ass and like broke her ankle in like two spots.
Poor thing. And she called into the show a lot. And we would be like, hey, are you okay? She's like, yeah, stop asking.
In shock.
And she's not okay. Like, she had to have rods and stuff put in her ankle.
Yeah.
But she was coming to hand water to me, Roy, and you. And the water went flying. She went flying. Mm-hmm. Holy shit. We felt so bad. She had to have full surgery. I think, like, we didn't hear from her for a while. And then she called. And we're like, hey, everything okay after that fall? She's like, no, I had to have major surgery.
Yeah. We're like, all right, you know what? We always ask that one question too many.
Someone said I was playing hide and seek as I was running through the house, wasn't looking forward, and my friend closed the door I was going to run out of, and it had a key in the deadbolt. It went right through my eyebrow. If I had been any taller, I would have lost my eye.
Holy shizzle.
I was working in a nursing home dressing one of my patients. Out of nowhere, she bit my upper arm. I had a deep blue bruise for nearly 6 weeks. It covered my entire biceps.
That shouldn't be that funny.
My sister and I were playing a game when I was little using my mom's old sewing machine. Oh, boy, this ain't going to end well.
Uh-uh.
We tipped the table over, and the threader and sewing machine went through my shirt, and I still have the scar to this day and the cut on my back.
Ugh.
I'm a theater teacher, someone said. I have a student spill 3 gallons of paint down concrete stairs to our storage area. While cleaning this huge mess, I ended up slipping in the paint and falling down about 7 steps. Major injury.
Mm.
People fall off golf carts.
Yeah.
I tripped over a pack of water and busted my face against the door. Blood everywhere, LOL. Lauren in Statesville says, I'm anemic. I get randomly lightheaded. I was at my neighbor's cookout, felt lightheaded, so I was going to go home and lay down since I live across the street. As soon as I got to the door, I realized I wasn't going to make it. I ended up falling backwards flat in the front of everyone. And then my neighbor wouldn't let me leave until my husband came home and walked me home.
That's probably nice.
You want to hear this one? Again, this isn't random. You're getting into trouble. I was shooting a crossbow.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You put yourself in that situation.
Yeah. My thumb broke and dislocated. I have 11 stitches. My husband was laying across the bed to stretch his back. I'm telling you, we got hundreds of text messages. I went to jump on him and literally shattered my foot as it hit the bed frame. I was in a boot for 6 weeks, and yes, alcohol may have been involved.
Yeah, I would say so.
All right. I can't. Oh, the funny one was the one with the sex toy.
Oh,
she slipped
yeah,
on
she
a sex toy
on
and broke her tailbone. Her clavicle, she called it.
Oh, your clavicle's up here.
Oh, I thought it was...
Your coccyx?
Oh, maybe that's what it was. Okay. I can't find... I'm looking for it now. Someone said I'm the queen of freak accidents. I dislocated my clavicle when I was on a run. I was helping carry a piece of plywood at Habitat for Humanity and tripped over a sewer cover.
I mean, some of these things, I'm like, how? How did you do that? Like, I'm just interested.
So funny. You want to know something else that's funny? This just happened a little while ago.
Hmm.
I wanted to tell Miss Julia, who is our lovely cleaning person mm-hmm. who does such a great job up here. We've talked about her before. She comes off the elevator and she is dancing. She's got her rag. I mean, it's like a commercial. You know how like they show those cleaner commercials?
Yeah.
And unfortunately, it's always the mom or the woman, and she's dancing and she's got the broom and she's like singing into it. Yeah. That's what Miss Julia was doing. So I opened the door. I was like, "Hey, Miss Julia," and I can hear she's got her phone slamming. I was like, "What are you listening to today?" Now, my whole reason for stopping Miss Julia was to tell her that our recycle bin with all the papers that we recycle is full and it won't take anymore because I went to go dump some stuff in there.
Mm-hmm.
So she knows the person who comes and grabs it. So she's like, "I'm just jamming, baby, just doing my thing, you know, listening to some gospel music." She's like, "I like gospel music. What kind of music do you like besides the music you play?" She mm-hmm. says to me. And I was like, "Oh, I actually like jazz. I like old school rap." And then we get talking about old school rap and how new school rap is different because there's no longevity. It's like a lot of one-hit wonders,
okay.
With the exception of some of the more popular guys, you know,
yeah.
And gals. So we go into this whole conversation. Then Incognito, who runs Power 98 and V101, comes in, Mr. Incog. And he's like, "What's going on?" I was like, "Hey, Incog, you know, we're talking about your set list, your playlist on the radio station. I think Miss Julia's got a couple ideas for you." And then I look down and I'm like, "Well, shit. I've been out of the studio for about 5 minutes. I need to get back in there. The commercials are probably ending. The music's probably coming to an end, and we got to go back on the air." So I never got to tell her about the recycle thing because we just went far in the conversation. That happens more than you think.
You get so sidetracked. I know you do.
But that probably happens to you also.
I can't tell you how many times I come downstairs and I'm like, "I came down here for something, but I know if I go back upstairs, I'll remember." So I go back upstairs and then I'm like, well... So I'll just walk around until I see something that reminds me of what I was doing. Then I'm like, "Oh, right." So I'll go back downstairs, and sometimes I forget again.
Oh, my God. And you got to be careful on those steps.
Yeah, clearly. But the steps that got me weren't even my, like, big steps. It was
yeah.
the 3 steps going out to the garage. An idiot.
All right. Well, listen, that's a wrap party, everybody. Be careful out there. Those freak accidents could happen. We don't want you to get injured. Mm-hmm. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. Have a great day. Bye.
Bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.